Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Cinemagoers of New Zealand, lend me your ears. Or actually, your mouths, your minds, your opinions. The country's first ever comprehensive cinema census is taking place and wants to know the what's, where's, why's, when's and how's of your viewing habits. The census was the idea of cinema buff Ant Timpson in collaboration with Flix.co.nz. Ant Timpson joins us now.
Good evening, gentlemen.
So, Ant, why do you care?
I care very deeply about New Zealand film going, especially from a business side of things. I mean, we all know what films get made. We know what we like, what we don't like. But the actual habits of cinema goers is something that's been kind of in the dark for a long, long time. I mean, most of the sort of surveys they've done in the past are very rudimentary, very kind of lightweight, you know, 4 to 5 questions of the punters that come in and fill out this for a free Coke sort of example. And then so we thought, we actually didn't know how many people would respond to a very in-depth survey. There was like 56 questions. We could have actually gone on for a lot longer. So we were totally blown away that there's been thousands of people actually take part in the survey. And there's been some really incredible results coming out of it in terms of what the habits have changed over the last couple of years in terms of Kiwis attending.
What sort of things are you asking?
We basically cut it down into sort of sections. I mean, the first one is general movie habits. You know, when do you go? How do you go? And, you know, who do you go with? And then we sort of moved up into, like, the complaining area of cinemas, which is what makes you go to a cinema, choose a particular cinema. You know, is it the seating? Is it the size of the screen? Is it the sound system? And is the popcorn good? And all these sort of frustrating things about that you keep hearing when you talk to people about film-going experiences. It's right after whether the film's good or not. It's like, man, I had this prick texting next to me, or
someone's kicking me back in my back.
Yeah,
in my
so
seat,
there's yeah. There's the complaints about cinema going because the ticket prices are so high. You know, that had to feature quite heavily in the report. And then later on, we went into the actual focus of New Zealand films and why certain films may be working and why others seem to totally miss their audience or just never find a market.
And they were actually quite difficult questions to answer, I thought, when I looked at them.
Yeah, grammatically, they were probably very poorly put together.
I think it demanded that your respondents actually think about why they do and don't like certain films.
There was a lot of thought gone into it. We have been getting a bit of stick from statisticians about the actual structure of the thing and that it was kind of too rigid and forcing people to go in one direction, but the questions were very sort of highlighted in the fact that we needed a very direct response. All too often, if you give people a little bit of leeway to take an easy route out without actually answering, you end up with a very wishy-washy end result where it sort of doesn't benefit anyone in the long run. So yeah, we wanted people to really think about it and to answer yes or no, basically.
Is it all multi-choice questions?
It was all multi-choice, very easy, online, clickable. You didn't actually have to lift your finger to type anything. So
that makes it quite hard for some, you know, what is it about New Zealand cinema that you don't like? For example, people go, A, I don't like its gothic undertones, and it's, you know, or B, I don't like, you know what I mean?
We don't care about those sort of people. They're not the ones where films are successes or failures based on those sort of pretentious twats.
So your answers are, it's funny. B, it's, you know, it made me cry. C, I could take my family.
Absolutely, yeah. It's like, I like the stars in this film. I like that it was a story that I totally understood from the trailer. I mean, very sort of,
Catchphrases.
I'm a film purist at heart. I love talking about films. I can bore anyone on this earth to death about films. So, but you know, what it really appeals to me is like the inherent nature of why people want to go see particular types of films.
Well, that was one interesting thing about the survey is you're not just asking people about going out to see films. You're talking about what we do in our lounges.
Yes, well, I mean, it's all crossing over now. I mean, home cinemas are getting bigger and competing with the cinemaplexes, so they've had to make all these changes and upgrades to try and compete with those dollars walking back into the living room. So we wanted to find out how much the online component was really creeping into people's lives, how much, you know, the services like Mubi and iTunes were actually being picked up by people. A lot of people didn't even know Mubi was actually available in New Zealand now for, you know, downloading movies. Until it looks like from our perspective, once broadband speeds pick up, then all that stuff's going to start to really have a massive impact. And, you know, when day and date. And just recently at the CineCon, there was a huge announcement, which was actually leaked by accident. But it was, you know, the studios are basically saying the windows between theatrical and DVD are really going to be compressed and VOD looks like it's going to be up and competing, you know, with a premium price on the day that films actually go out. You can stay at home and watch brand new films for quite a bit of money. So we wanted to throw those questions at people.
So is that good, bad, or indifferent, that trend for local filmmakers?
I think anything that gets eyeballs onto your work is good. It's just whether you're going to encroach on another territory so much, another ancillary market, that you're going to end up sort of cannibalizing it. So in New Zealand, you've got such a small market anyway. It's really doesn't matter in the long run. I mean, the DVD sort of boom has really much done its dash, but New Zealand's one of the few countries where it seems to be quite healthy based on the sort of results that we've been getting back. Overseas, some countries, territories, DVD is absolutely dead. It's, you know, those box sets that everyone was buying for Christmas, you know, you must have all Get Smart episodes. That sort of boom time is gone now, yeah. So...
As a film buff, a movie enthusiast, would you be, I mean, would you be disappointed if cinemas closed down because everyone was watching video on demand, home theatre, that sort of thing?
Not at all. I mean, evolution.
Is it content or is it style for you?
Yeah, I'm a very much aesthetic-based guy, and, you know, personally. So, I mean, I will, the idea of actually going out to a cinema is always paramount, secondary to what the film was playing, really, just going out into a movie. So... That sort of nature is throughout the movie going public. They want to see, they want to get out of the house, basically. First and foremost, they want to hang out with friends and see a film. I think, I've always sort of done that analogy for, like, cinemas or churches. It's like a congregation you meet, and there's like sort of a mass, and there's a sort of community aspect to it all. And I think that's always going to exist. I mean, cinemas aren't going to die out because of all these changes. They've said this on for every decade since, you know, the birth of cinema, that something was going to knock it out.
And they are struggling, though, aren't they? A lot of cinemas, the smaller ones particularly. I was speaking to a cinema owner today of a small cinema. He said the last few years have been just appalling.
It's brutal at the moment, yeah, for independent cinemas. I mean, they have to really alter their game and pick it up. My friend runs this independent cinema chain in the US, and he is thriving, but he's like a born carny showman. Like, he works it 24/7. Has just made an incredible success story out of literally one cinema, and now it's 26 cinemas. So you've got to work it. You can't just fall back on the old existing models, because it's changing so fast that if you don't keep up, and a lot of these independent operators are really a dyed-in-the-wool, you know, old guard, and it's all such a scary new frontier for them that I think some of them are just sort of bellying up. They've been told that they have to upgrade and make their cinemas digital by the end of 2012, which has been a call. It's not an official thing, but those in the industry know that that's when 35mm prints are going to stop being made by the studios, and so independent cinemas that don't upgrade are basically dead in the water.
So we're that close?
Absolutely that close. That's the official line, or unofficial line from within the studios, that by the end of 2012, that's the huge US studio system-based films. So you're going to still have the independents, you're going to have foreign films, the art house thing will follow, but for studios, cinemas here, like New Zealand's behind in plexes, there's 1,000 screens a month being converted to digital screens in the US at the moment. So it's going to be fast.
Well, speaking of Carney Showman, the cinema owner that I spoke to said that actually it was your new film that you're distributing, The Room, is that what it's called? That was going to be packing out cinemas for him. So it sounds like you're doing your work to keep people in on the seats.
Yeah, I've carved out that very niche sort of area of film that has a very loyal, diehard fan base. But, I don't think anything I'm going to be picking up will appeal to the... Joe Schmo out of the
masses. Is that what we have to do, though? You do have to start working those angles. You know, you've
absolutely
done over the years, you've had the Incredibly Strange Film Festival, the 48-hour film competition.
Yeah, I think multi-niche is the way to go, if that's such a term. That's the way I'm definitely heading.
And the census results will be out?
They're going to be out after April. April 11th is the close-off date, and then it's going to be pretty much released the next day or so.
I'll follow this up. Thank you very much, Ant. That's Ann Timpson, and April the 11th is Monday, so if you'd like to complete that census, you better jump onto flix.co.nz as soon as you can. That's all we've got time for on this week's show. If there's something you missed or you'd like to hear again, pop along to our podcast at publicaddress.net/radio. Till next week, I've been Damien Christie.
And I've been Russell Brown. Thank you. New Zealand on air.